Hey everybody, this is Darby, and you're listening to the first episode of the Lead Gracefully podcast. I'm calling this a podcast because I'm recording it on a podcast app, and I'm hoping that in the not-too-distant future, this is exactly what these ramblings become. I wanted to start a podcast for several years, primarily because I love the long format of this particular media. I think that the current sound bites on traditional news stations and news feeds on social media are missing both rational voices and nuanced discussions of the topics that matter most to me. Additionally, I feel that you do not need to be a celebrity or an expert to have an interesting story or valid opinion on anything, which is why I'm so excited to begin this new project. I have hesitated to start recording my thoughts and ideas because I had set up so many unrealistic expectations for myself. I did not feel I was prepared. I'd taken several paid and free courses and attended panels at conferences on beginning a podcast, and I've heard the least important messages of these programs, that your format has to be set and their content has to be specific. These ideas overwhelm me because I've never been a rule follower and my interests are varied and wide-ranging. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Darby Blueshire. I grew up in rural Colorado and was raised by two incredible, hardworking parents. My father, a registered Republican, born in the middle of the Great Depression and World War II, sold real estate and played the stock market. And my mother, a registered Democrat, was a residential director for adults with disabilities, and is now the director of public housing for our community. My incredible parents taught me early on that differing opinions often lead to the most incredible outcomes. It's my hope that through this podcast, we can highlight and discuss both light and difficult topics with rational discussion and rational disagreement. In college, I studied humanities at the University of Colorado in Boulder. I ended up in the humanities department mostly because I could not select a major. I've loved learning for as long as I can remember, and I needed a major that was not defined by strict rules like the hard sciences and classic philosophy, but instead allowed me to play and explore the deep questions I had about life in my own Trinidadian accent. Iga, you know what I mean? Following my time at CU, I faced the difficult task of finding a job with very few marketable skills. Yes, I could speak and write, but I had no technical skills and I could not build anything. And so I moved back in with my parents and began a gap year. During this year, I got to attend yoga teacher training at Core Power Yoga and attended a week of comedy school at the Second City in Chicago. It was in these programs that I gained a deeper love and respect for the soft skills like collaboration, speaking and listening, and being able to think on my feet. When the golf course that I was working at closed, I was forced to get an adult job, and so I followed the path of my liberal arts comrades and became a social worker. It was here that I got firsthand experience in some of the shadow aspects of the human experience, like the effects of addiction and trauma on the individual and the family. If college was research, this was the much-needed fieldwork that I needed to further enhance my awareness of the problems that individuals and families face. I'm grateful for my time in the field, but I knew I wanted to make a more proactive role in combating some of these societal issues, and so I became a teacher. I also wanted a job that would give me time to work on my creative projects and some extra capital. These projects I led under the name of Lead Gracefully. They included a 200-hour yoga teacher training that I co-wrote with Jessica and Gina, and lifestyle programs for women, teens, and tweens. However, I found this extra time was not actually beneficial to me. I'm talking about summers off. The schedule of a teacher is not ideal if you get most of your value from the work that you're doing and producing. I found that I'd become mildly depressed and horribly ineffective during the first part of the summer. I didn't create a thing. And so I decided that maybe this wasn't the field for me. The owner of the yoga studio and my mentor offered me the opportunity to sell cars. The hours were long, but it provided me a venue to practice the multimedia and marketing skills that I was lacking and were required for launching other creative projects like my desired podcast. Although I know I'm still not there, I do feel more prepared to begin. In sales, everything is about what can be accomplished today, and it's about promoting yourself and your brand. And so for the first time, I heard the most valuable lesson from the podcasting workshops that I had taken. Just start. You have the technology on your phone. What are you waiting for? And so if you're like me and you've been waiting to begin a project, wondering if you're ready or if your world or friends and family are ready, take a moment to silence your ego and just begin. You will never be good at something if you're not bad at it first. In addition to this podcast, I wish to create a local group of people who meet regularly with the simple intention of supporting each other. I found that your biggest champions are the ones who understand the fears and the hustle behind creating an art, a business, a movement, etc. And that it can be a long and lonely road if you feel like you're going at it alone. These are the individuals that will drown out the voices and the haters and allow you to grow. So that being said, today, Thursday, March 12th at 5 p.m., I am going to be at CETA's for anyone who would like to join me. We'll take in nourishing food and drink and support each other with words of encouragement and love. It's through these casual meetups and discussions, through the podcast, that we raise each other up and manifest the healthy, vibrant communities that we seek. Remember, if not you, then who? And if not now, then when? I highly encourage you to just begin. And if you want support, reach out to me. I will always lend an ear, and I would love more than anything to discuss your story on this podcast. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, productive, creative day. I look forward to hearing and sharing more stories with you. From the very, very bottom of my heart to yours, the light and the teacher within me honors and sees that which is in each and every one of you. Peace and love. Namaste. Little sidebar, I'm also teaching yoga tonight at 7:30 at Hot Yoga on Main. I would love nothing more than for you to join me. Talk with you soon. Bye.